God, God gives me the victory, gives me the victory.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of the Tongue. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, you say to these people, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. What's going to happen in their life? What he said over them? Uh-uh. What they said. Is this really how it works? You know the rest of the story. That whole generation wandered around out there in that dry, desolate place for 40 years. Years until every one of them died. They did die in the wilderness. Did that happen because it was the will of God?
No.
Or the plan of God?
No.
Or that he said that's what would happen to them? No. No. Did they alter and change the plan of God for their life? Did they? Listen to this. From the beginning, in Genesis, when God spoke to Abram and called him, in Genesis 12:7, he said, unto your seed I'll give this land. Genesis 15:7, he said, I'm going to give you and your seed this land to inherit it. And then in Exodus 3, when he was bringing them out of Egyptian bondage, he said this. He said, I've heard their groanings, I've heard their prayers. I am come down, Exodus 3:8, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them into the wilderness so they can die there. No. To do what? Bring them out of that land unto a good land and a land that flows with milk and honey. What was the plan of God? For them to go into the promised land and enjoy what he had selected and prepared, made ready for them. Did any of that generation enjoy it? None of them except Caleb and Joshua. Did they die out in the wilderness because it was the mysterious plan of God? No. It wasn't the will of God. It wasn't what God said over them. What was the problem? The Lord could not get them to agree with him. He could not get them to say what he was saying. And so in the end, he did not what he said, he did what they said in their lives. Is this a sobering thought? Is it really this way? We're reading scriptures. He said, I'm going to do what you said. Go back to Numbers, or maybe you're still there. Actually, no, time's sake. Go to Joshua 14. Joshua 14. Man, this makes me want to shout this part right here we're getting to. Ooh. Joshua, what did I say? And did I say 6? I believe that's right. Put it up and let's see. The children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him. Now this 40 years after what we just read in Numbers. Let's just stop right here. Everybody else in that whole generation is dead and gone, except for him and Joshua and the young people. But now, even though nobody's words carry more weight in your life than yours, if you're involved with a lot of other people in an environment or situation, their words and unbelief can hinder you and delay you, not stop you. But for 40 years, They rumbled around out in the desert with this death talking, negative, grumbling, griping bunch. And through all those years, they'd look across the campfire at night at each other and say, I'm going in. I don't care what these other people do. God told me I'm going in, and I'm going in. You heard what Moses told us. He said all of them are going to die except. He said me and you. Joshua said you got that right. Me and you. We're going in. And they would talk to each other about the promised land. He said, man, you remember that valley over there where all those vineyards were? He said, Joshua said, I'm getting that. And Caleb said, man, you remember that mountain over there on the side? Had that beautiful stream. I'm getting that mountain. I'm going to name it right now. It's Caleb's Mountain. Caleb Mountain. Mama, he said, yes, Caleb Mountain. And they taught each other faith for 40 years out in that dry, desolate place. With unbelief all around them. And now, 40 years later, put it back up. Verse 7. Caleb said, 40 years old was I when Moses, a servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. I brought him word again as it was in my heart. What was in his heart? The Bible said he had another spirit. What was his word? Let's go right now. Let's take this thing. We are well able. Didn't he say? Verse 8. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Now, we've been talking about the power of words. Think about the effect of your words on other people. See, they came back and these people were wanting to hear the good report of the land. And when they heard all these guys talk, their hearts melted and they gave up. The power of words and what you hear. He said, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 9. And Moses swore on that day and he said, surely the land wherein your feet, talking to Caleb, have trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever because you have wholly followed the Lord your God. You didn't quit. You didn't join in with the rest of them. Amen. Whoo! Verse 10, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. That don't mean as much to us as it does to you. You didn't rummage around out there with the scorpions and snakes for 40 years with that griping, unbelieving bunch like he did. He said, the Lord has kept me alive. I'm here. They're all dead. I'm alive these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke that word to Moses, while the children of Israel wandering around in the wilderness, and I'm today, today's my birthday, and I'm 85 years old. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't matter what you say, does it? Verse 11. And yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me 45 years ago. I'm as good a man right now as I was then. My strength now to go out and fight, to go out and to come. Man, the Lord held him up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's not really fair if him and Joshua had to put up and wait on that bunch for 45 years. Yeah, but the Lord compensated him by keeping him as strong as he was when he was 40. He sustained him. He just kind of suspended him and kept him for decades. And verse 12, now therefore, it took me 45 years to get here, but give me this mountain whereof the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakims were there and the cities were great and fenced. I want the big boys. The ones everybody was so scared of and the walls, that's mine. Give me the big boys. That's mine. That's mine. 85. 85. Give them to me. And the Lord is with me and I shall be able.
Amen.
I'll do it.
Amen.
You watch and see. Amen. I will drive them out.
Amen.
Just like the Lord told me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 13. And Joshua blessed him. He said, you go do it, boy. Be blessed. Be strong. Go take it. Go do it. It's yours. They're drawing up the paperwork. And he gave to Caleb Hebron for an inheritance. The giant mountain. Verse 14. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb to this day. Why? It happened. It became theirs for all those generations. Everybody knew. It's Caleb Mountain. Why? Because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Put it up. 2 Corinthians 4:13. A wonderful thing it says. We have what? We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Does this do anything for you, saints? Does this? Are we reading the Bible? Is this true? Absolutely true. This is not a fairy tale. Not just some story. This is historically accurate, correct, and the anointed word of God. And just like faith worked then, it works that way now. And the very same spirit of faith that sustained Caleb and Joshua and kept a twinkle in their eye looking across those campfires for 45 years and that caused him to stand up at age 85 and say, give me my mountain, is in you. It's in you. It's in you. That same spirit is in you and in me. It's in me. And we've been taking our steps. That's what I said when I got to Branson. Give me that place. Now we're saying, give me Sarasota. Let's take that. Is there something for you and I and for us to possess and to take in these days? Is the Lord, no matter what kind of giants there are, no matter what kind of walls, is the Lord well able to bring us in? And I don't care if it costs millions, if it costs billions. It doesn't make any difference. God is more than enough. And He has said some amazing things over us in His Word. And He said some wonderful things by His Spirit over us. And it is essential, it is imperative that we say what He said over ourselves. And only that. And if we will, He is the apostle and high priest of our saying that same thing and has every right to move heaven and earth to cause it to come to pass. Can you say glory to God? Stand on your feet, everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of the Tongue, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.